Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
When the Democratic primary between Senator Ed Markey and Congressman Joe Kennedy began, Massachusetts had one of the strongest economies in the country. Now the candidates are representing the state with the nation's highest unemployment rate. Roughly 1 million people in Massachusetts remain out of work, according to federal data out today. WBUR's Callum Borchers looks at how Markey and Kennedy are trying to help workers who are also voters.
The main battleground for unemployment benefits is in the Senate. The Republican majority has proposed cutting extra coronavirus relief payments from $600 a week to $200. Markey has one word for that.
No.
Markey and fellow Democrats want to extend the full $600. While the parties fight over the difference, the extra benefit is down to $0 because it expired last month. Markey realizes that stubbornness may be risky as the primary approaches. The many jobless workers in Massachusetts might at least get partial relief if Senate Democrats would go along with their GOP colleagues.
There will be Republicans who will be saying, you're not getting relief because the Democrats are holding you up.
But this is where Markey makes an implicit case for his decades of Washington experience. He says he knows the negotiation game, and Republican senators, well enough to predict how this standoff will end. He thinks coronavirus spikes in red states will pressure Republicans to raise their offer, and he'll be able to say he helped deliver a better deal to his constituents by holding out.
In my conversations with Republican senators, many of them are just frightened at the political tsunami that is headed their way because of the mismanagement of the economy and the coronavirus pandemic by the president and Republican leadership. And ultimately, I believe that pragmatic view will prevail.
House Democrats, who include Kennedy, would also have to approve a deal on unemployment benefits. A new round of talks among the White House and congressional leaders is scheduled for tonight. Kennedy previously voted to renew the additional $600 of unemployment insurance, and he's pushing for something else, too, something he's been thinking about for a while.
A couple years ago, I was running around the country campaigning for colleagues.
This setup is a regular feature of Kennedy's campaign pitch, by the way. He was more active than Markey in stumping for fellow Democrats in the 2018 midterm election. Anyway, Kennedy says he heard over and over in his travels about the challenges facing temporary workers, particularly those employed by staffing agencies.
Temp workers are doing the exact same work. They're just doing it for less.
So, Kennedy and Congressman Emanuel Cleaver of Missouri are sponsoring a bill that would require companies to pay temp workers the same wage as direct hires. This would be a permanent change, but Kennedy says it's especially important now, when unemployment is high and some workers might feel forced into temp jobs that don't pay what they're worth.
If our economy struggles to get back on its feet, you're going to have companies that are going to find temp workers, i.e. workers that provide the maximum amount of flexibility with minimal amount of payment and compensation, to be very attractive. And what we want to avoid is the exploitation that would then come with it.
And so as primary day nears, and with some ballots already in the mail, Kennedy and Markey are trying to show that they're working for workers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.